News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I am your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. How you doing out there? This is a call or text in show. If you have any questions or comments, 437-1620. We post everything as a podcast on newsradio923.com. So if you miss anything, let us know. My guest this morning, Meg Peltier from the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. She is in the studio live. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Jake. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
And you are a radio veteran. You've been on many morning shows.
It's been a while. I have to confess, it's been a while. But sure is fun to be back in the studio. There's something about radio. When you come back in, it just all comes back. So
yes. Well, we have lots to talk about, so I don't want to waste any time. Let's go ahead and get into it. Pensacola Beach, especially this time of the year, lots going on, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So what's happening soon? What can we look forward to? Because we've already made it through Memorial Day. The kickoff to summer is here. Everybody's talking about the Blue Angels and UFOs and all kinds of stuff going on this morning. I saw that. I was like, what? But what's going on here at our Pensacola Beach?
Well, we really have so much happening. And of course, we are right in the middle of sea turtles season, nesting season.
Yes.
So in celebration of that, we are putting on we're one of the sponsors and the Pensacola Beach Advocates and our Gulf Coast Turtle Watch are putting on the Sea Turtle Baby Shower this weekend. It's from 9 to 12. It'll be at the Gulfside Pavilion. We have over 20 vendors that'll be coming out. It's really great for the kids. They do. They have information. Refuge and Wildlife folks will be out there. We have Marina the Mermaid. If you come in the morning around 9 o'clock, Shelley Johnson with Island Times will be doing the Turtle Pledge. This is where
we pledge
to take good care of our turtles.
Yes.
We already have a nest on the beach that is already out there. So I just want people to be turtle aware when you come out to the beach and you want to go crabbing and stuff at night.
Mm-hmm.
We have amber lighting. We ask you to use the amber lights because the turtles actually follow the moon. Once they lay their eggs, they turn around and go back towards the water. So they follow the stars and the moonlight.
Oh.
But if they see hotel lights or they see flashlights, they'll go the wrong way.
Right.
So we encourage people to not dig holes, fill up the holes because they need that flat surface to make it from the Gulf into the nesting area.
Right.
And then to also be careful if you see a nest, report it. And we have a Gulf Coast Turtle Watch Patrol. If you're interested in it, they have a Facebook page. So it's really fun. They'll give you the updates on what they find. And they also rescue turtles.
Very nice.
The ones that get fishing hooks and things like that, they'll see them by the pier and they'll actually come out. So if you see a turtle that's injured, call them and they'll come out and take care of it.
All right. I'd love to be on the Turtle Patrol squad. That'd be
great. It's early. Okay, yeah. You're early. They do it at sunrise.
Okay. All right. And the reason why we don't dig holes in the sand is because the turtles will get down in there and they can't get out, right?
Correct. That's absolutely correct.
Yeah. Definitely want to treat our turtles well here. And if you see one injured, definitely let them know. So that'll be the Turtle Oath by Shelley Johnson. Okay. What else is happening that day? Ocean Strike Team.
Yes. So they are amazing. They are the ones that are out there trying to help us with our lionfish population.
Oh.
So they hold a lot of tournaments. They do a lot of events and they are actively working to keep that lionfish population down. So that's one of their missions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have all the different environmental groups out there. Escambia County has a great marine resources group, so they'll be out there. We also have Emerald Coast Wildlife Refuge, a little bit of something for everyone. And then for the kids, we have 4-H. We'll have the mess hall out there, Healthy Gulf. There's so a lot going on. And I don't know if you've ever heard the Yucca Ladies.
No, but that's an amazing name. Great band name. Love that.
Well, there's some of our local beach ladies who play, guess what? Ukuleles.
Very
you
nice.
Got it. So they're going to be entertaining.
Nice.
We've got story time with Marina the Mermaid. I mean, it's just going to be kind of a fun day. But if you've got kids, bring them on out and then spend the day at the beach. But
sea turtles? I mean, come on.
Really to raise awareness and make people aware, especially our visitors that come out. So, but the locals are pretty good about it. But come on out. We'll be having a good time.
Yeah. And I treat turtles like, you know, like the Sip and See. If you're familiar with the Sip and See. It's, instead of a baby shower, people are like, well, I don't want people touching my baby, you know, especially since COVID and all that. So they have what they call Sip and Sees.
Really?
And
I've not heard of this.
You just basically sip your drink and talk, and the baby's over in the corner, and you can look at it. Just don't touch it. Don't touch my baby.
Oh, my gosh. I had not heard of that. That's pretty wild.
If you watch the Real Housewives franchise, I can't believe I know all this information. Why?
Jake, I'm a little concerned.
Yeah, I'll blame my wife on that one. She got me hooked on those guys. All right. So the Sea Turtle Baby Shower coming up June 1st, 9 a.m. to noon, rain or shine, and bring the kids out. This is going to be great. Tickets are $5 to see the Sea Turtle Queen.
It's basically what that is that you they they have you go out and you raise the money, and then they put all the tickets in the hat, and they select the sea turtle queen.
But
the donations go towards sea turtle conservation.
That's cool. That's so cool. Great. So this is one of many events that you are a part of planning. Do you pretty much work all year round, 24/7, trying to get all this going?
The myth of there being an off season on Pensacola Beach, I think, has died quite a while ago. We're pretty much busy year round. Our Pensacola Beach Chamber has been growing quite a bit in the last couple of years, so we do have a great membership out there, and we're always doing things for business networking, getting people together. We do, like so many chambers, we have our monthly breakfast, and we have a monthly business after hours. So mark your calendars, and you can come out to these things if you're not a member. The next one's going to be at Lagunas Beach and Bar Grill out on the Lagunas. When you come on the beach, it's right by the Adventure Park on the left. We're partnering with the Gulf Coast Minority Chamber for June, and we're going to have Warzone Music will be out there, and they're going to be bringing some of their artists out for a live concert. So that'll be 5:30 to 7, and that's going to be happening on June. Let me make sure I give you the right. June 11th. So that's one event. Then we have the Beach Ball Breakfast, Friday, June 21st. And I'm very excited about our guest for the breakfast, because as we're coming up on the air show, we have Roy Kinsey. I don't know if you know Roy, but he is a pilot and attorney in town who has his own Spearman. It's a biplane, and he's part of the biplane shows. But what he does for our area is the veterans flight. And what they do is they take World War II veterans up in the biplanes, some of whom used to be pilots.
Wow.
And these guys are now, I mean, they're up there. They're in their 90s. Yeah. You're talking 50 years ago. So they've made their mission to give these guys the opportunity to go back up and fly. It is so, it's the coolest thing.
Wow.
So I had the privilege of being on Honor Flight, which we did back in 2009, where we actually took veterans up to Washington to see the memorials. I got to be a guardian.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. And the World War II vets were just the stories, their sense of humor. I mean, they did it all. They really did it all.
That's great.
Yeah, so that's going to be a great speaker. So that's one of the things that we have coming up.
Yes. What got you involved in the Pensacola Beach Chamber?
You know, it's funny because I've had kind of an eclectic career.
You gave me a little sample before we got on the air, and I'm like, oh, wow, I don't even have all day to talk about this on the air. But
well, this isn't about me this morning. It's about the chamber.
But
you know, I had done chamber work. I had been the president CEO of the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce several years ago. And the way I got into that was because I was doing remotes for them when I was in radio. Got to know the business community and made friends. And I thought, this is pretty cool. So I did that for about 5 years, went on to do some other things. And then recently I was kind of semi-retired, to tell you the truth. And the chamber, it was right after COVID, right after the bridge being out with Sally. Businesses on the beach were really trying to make a comeback. So kind of asked me to come in and try to help get them back up on their feet. Just because I had chamber experience and they hadn't had a director in a few months. So that's kind of how I got into it. And I love it. It's the best group out there. And there's a new energy on the beach. I don't know how to describe it, Jake, but it's like because everything's back up, people are wanting to go out, people want to get on the beach, they want to be outside, they want to go to restaurants. And even with networking, there was a time that I thought that chambers, I don't know, I thought people were doing emails and texts. And so the old-fashioned shaking hands and, you know, networking was going to go away. Well, since COVID, people are hungry to be back together again. So I have found lots of hugging, lots of handshaking. Folks are really happy to see each other. So we've got people coming to our business after hours. You know, an average chamber attendance would be 25 or 30, but we've got 60 to 75 people coming out.
Wow.
Same with the breakfast. Everybody is networking. And then just for the toll numbers, we get the toll numbers from the Bob Sykes toll bridge for the cars coming through.
Right. What's that looking like?
Oh my gosh. On May 4th, we had 25,000 cars come through.
Wow.
So they sent out a thing saying that was the fourth highest numbers since they started taking numbers in 2016. So you know the first three were the air show.
Right.
Right? That had to be the Saturday of the air show. We were shocked. I said, what's happening on May 4th? Other than the 4th be with you, I couldn't think of anything that would bring people out.
Exactly.
So then it was like on the 11th, the next Saturday, and then we just had Memorial Day weekend. We were at 27,000 on Saturday.
Wow.
So the beach is back, and the businesses are just thriving. We've got a new business, Senior Frogs, is out there now. So that's kind of a fun place.
They just opened, right?
They just opened. We had our business after hours there for the opening, and so there we're excited to have them. And it's just been a real positive energy, rebuilding. People are excited. So our chamber membership is now close to 300. When we started, it was about 100-something. We've got 38 ambassadors. I mean, it's just really fun and exciting to be a part of it. Mm.
Speaking of exciting and fun, the air shows are coming up. We're going to talk about that when we come back. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any questions or comments, let us know. Talking about Pensacola Beach. Pensacola Beach is back, baby. It is. I've got Meg Peltier from the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce in the studio right now, and we'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on the Blue Angels, beach time, and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Thursday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach.
In Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Perdido Key.
On News Radio 92.3.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. Woo! And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hey, Andrew McKay. Here on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about a really significant keynote speech that was given by retired four-star Navy Admiral Harry Harris at the Navy Days Gala at the museum, and a very interesting speech about U.S. foreign policy and international relations, China, Taiwan, North Korea, Russia, Ukraine, Israel. Very interesting. We've podcast the whole speech on our Facebook page, and also you can listen to my commentary on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's beautiful weather out there. The clouds are starting to break a little bit. We got some beautiful sunshine, and there's no better place to soak up the sun than Pensacola Beach, Florida. And that's why I'm here. That's why a lot of people are here. And my next guest is Meg Peltier. She is the what is your position over there at the Pensacola Chamber?
President and CEO. There was a time they called us executive directors, and then that started to change. And so I think about 20 years, they changed the title from that to president and CEO. Sounds very official.
Right. Well, you've tripled the amount of people in the chamber. You know, we talked to Todd Thompson from the Pensacola Chamber here on the show all the time, and people might get a little confused. Is the Pensacola Beach Chamber just the businesses on the beach?
Not necessarily. Okay. So, interestingly enough, in this area, we have about 13 chambers of commerce, if you can believe that.
Wow.
So, you have the Greater Pensacola Chamber, which is really probably the biggest one in the area. Mm-hmm. You have our chamber on Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key Chamber. You have the Navarre Chamber, the Gulf Breeze Chamber, the Milton Chamber, which is known as the Santa Rosa County Chamber, the Pace Chamber.
Okay.
Like, do you want me to go on? South Baldwin Chamber. There's pretty much a chamber almost for every county.
Okay,
so with our chamber, typically you'll have obviously Gulf Breeze. You have a lot of the Gulf Breeze businesses. Pensacola is probably many from the whole region. For us with Pensacola Beach, we have probably 70% of our members are beach businesses. Mm-hmm. But we do have businesses that can join our chamber who want to have an impact on the beach. So in other words, we may have someone like Florida Power and Light who obviously does business on the beach, but they might want to have a bigger impact, or another business. So someone that might be a cleaning service or a contractor, or someone that might be doing business on the beach, but maybe be based in Navarre, Gulf Breeze, or Pensacola. Gotcha. So probably about 30% are from the region.
Okay. All right. Getting back to these events, I don't want to run out of time here, because it goes by really quickly. You would think 30 minutes would be a long time, but it really goes by quickly. Especially
you're making
when we
it easy.
Well, you're making it easy. You've got a longer history in radio than I probably ever will have. I don't know. Depends on how long they keep me around here at this station. So the air show is coming up. Of course, we got 4th of July, too, as well. Fireworks, right?
Yes. 4th of July is on a Thursday this year. 9 o'clock fireworks.
Five-day weekend, right?
Yes. And we're very excited to be partnering with your sister station, with Cat Country, and what we've done last year. We had such success. You all do a great 4th of July show that starts at 9 o'clock with the fireworks that goes in sync with the Pensacola fireworks. And so we kind of piggybacked last year and said, okay, everybody on the beach, listen to the music. It was awesome. I was on a boat in the middle of the sound, and all the boats around us were playing the Cat Country's patriotic music. It was great. So we're hoping to do that again this year. And then right after that, we move right the next week is the Pensacola Beach Air Show with the Navy Blue Angels.
How many people are you expecting this year?
Oh, my goodness. The numbers, it's hard to say, but I know it's 100,000 plus, something like that. So
where are they going
to
park?
That's a whole nother show.
Yeah, okay. All right. Sounds good. All right.
Lots of discussion about that, but all I can say to folks is you're going to want to get out there early. And honestly, for locals, they do have the rehearsal on Thursday, and that's a great day to go out, because typically the people from out of town aren't in town yet. You can get out there early and get a good spot. And then Friday, so you have the Thursday rehearsal, which is at 2 o'clock with the Blues. Friday is a dress rehearsal, which is with all the 12 o'clock show, which is all the local biplanes and different.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's all the different. It's really cool. So then the Blues fly at 2, and then the same thing, the actual air show is Saturday, starting with the local show acts at 12, and then the air show at 2.
The first time I saw the air show, I mean, I love the Blue Angels, and there was nothing like seeing them zoom by, but those biplanes, those little prop planes, they were scaring me. I was like, oh no, is he pull up?
They
are daredevils. They do some amazing stuff.
They really do. Really is. And one of the things, our guest is going to be for our breakfast is Roy Kinsey, and he's one of the veterans, and he does the veteran flights, taking the vets up in those planes.
Yeah.
So that's really cool too. But on the fun side, if you get out to the air show, right by the Gulfside Pavilion, just to the east of it, is the Blues Beachside Market. So we actually present vendors out there that are there to add a little something to your air show. So we've got all kinds of great things. Do you like crumble cookies?
Oh man, do I? You don't even have to ask me.
Well, they will be out there. We've got different food vendors that will be there. So we have Jeremiah. I haven't tried this yet. Have you ever had Jeremiah's Italian Ice?
Yes, there's one in Navarre, and I go there frequently.
We're going to have a couple of the big food vendors where you can get burgers and Chinese food and things like that. So we have Cesar's Concessions and Tintin's Oriental Food. And we have Blue Flamingo will be out there, and they do the I haven't had this yet either, freeze-dried candy, which everyone tells me is amazing.
I haven't been there yet. My wife loves everything freeze-dried, fruit and everything else like that, so she might really enjoy that.
And then we have Kona Ice will be out there, and Traveling Tom's. I begged for a coffee vendor. I said, I got to be out there at 5:30 in the morning. Please let me get a coffee vendor.
Thank you.
And then we'll have a photographer that will be out there with some beautiful photography. She is licensed, so she has some Blues photos.
Oh, nice.
We'll have a jeweler out there that is also licensed with the Blue Angels Crafted Makery. We have Goonie Beds. This is a guy that locally, during COVID, long story short, decided to make beds for his son, and one of them was a Blue Angel jet.
Oh.
So now he has created a business where you could actually buy a Blue Angel jet bed kit.
Oh, why didn't I think of that?
Right? Oh, so he's going to be out there showing those. We have, if you want to get in the water, we're going to have our friends from Goonie Beds. Not Goonie Beds. Where is it? Where are they? They're going to be out there with
The A-Hero?
Now A-Hero is a nonprofit organization. They are amazing. They help all of our veterans with the transition, especially those that are suffering from PTSD throughout the year. They take them on fishing charters. They do adventure They take them on trips, and they get together. They go on hunting trips, and it's an opportunity for vets to be with each other and to talk. And they get it's an amazing group. So they're at ahero.org.
Okay.
So we have all those folks, but we're very excited to have the Blue Wahoos as our presenting sponsor.
Yes.
So we have the Blue Angels, Blue Sun Beachside Market, and the Blue Wahoos.
All right.
And they're going to be out there this year for the first time ever selling beer.
Oh.
How about that?
All right.
So we have
blue
coffee
cans.
And beer and cookies.
Yeah. Although I don't know if there'll be a lot of Bud Light blue cans out there. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't know either.
The jury's still out on that one, but it's going to be a great time. I could build a new house with those little pink boxes from Crumble Cookies that I have stacking up in my laundry room because I just don't want to take them to the trash. It's going to be great. There's going to be a lot of great vendors out there for the air show market. Friday, July 12th and Saturday, July 13th, east of the Gulfside Pavilion.
You can't miss it.
7 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's going to be great. Pensacola Beach Chamber is in the studio. I have Meg Peltier. She is the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber, the best chamber, in my opinion.
Oh, I love you.
Next to Todd. I think you and Todd tie for me.
Todd and I are buddies.
Greater Pensacola. Yeah, I love Todd. All right. If you're listening, Todd, thank you so much. 437-1620. If you have any questions or comments, we're going to take our last little commercial break and come back to wrap it up. Talking about Pensacola Beach. It's amazing. Get out there this summer. We'll be right back.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and summer blooming plants. And of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers. On the News Radio Garden Line, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me today. My guest, Meg Peltier, the president and CEO of the Pensacola Beach Chamber. Let's go over these events in case somebody's just joining us. What can we expect coming up soon on our Pensacola Beach?
Okay, first up this weekend, from Saturday from 9 to noon, right out at the Gulfside Pavilion, is the Sea Turtle Baby Shower. And then we'll have our business after hours coming up on June 11th at Laguna's. Our big breakfast will be out on the beach on the 20th, I think. And then coming up, we have July 4th. Fireworks will be at 9 o'clock. And then July, was it 10th, 11th, and 12th for the air show?
I'm sorry,
12th and 13th, mm-hmm. Friday and Saturday. And we'll be at the east side. We'll be at the Blues Beachside Bazaar. And you'll be able to find us because Kazoo will be out there with the Blue Wahoos. And we'll be right there. Come out and see us.
I love the alliteration there, that Blues Beachside Bazaar.
Yes, presented by the Blue Wahoos.
Blue Wahoos,
of the Pensacola
yes.
Beach Chamber.
We're just having a great time here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. There's no. I was looking for another B word, but I don't have one. But
I can think of a few.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
We'll be right back.